I think we both know why you were summoned here, servant boy. You are quite gifted with a quill, I'll give you that. But your penmanship leaves much to be desired. Such immodest words for someone of your status. Quite smart to leave them hidden in fireplaces to be burned, and quite bold to leave one in my chamber's fireplace. Yes, bold. The perfect word to describe your little endeavor, don't you think? I found a good number of those letters since then, and I deduced they were yours after reading your signature on your servitude contract. After figuring out where you were hiding them, it was pretty easy to get my hands on them. Their content varies an awful lot, ranging from the lament of your situation to the sweet praise and adoration of your queen. I must say, those were harder to find. I wonder if I missed any. Shall I read some? The long tears of royal violins wound my heart with deep longing. Her melody rings in my sleep, and her image is carved under my eyelids. Written when I was away, I would wager. How about another? You don't understand, you are everything to me. My breath is my soul searching for your exhale. My heartbeat is every step I have taken behind you. My last word will be your name. I have not known peace since the day I have met you, and I wish never to know peace again. Oh, I'm gonna keep that one. But how about this one? It keeps me up at night, you, an image of lust, your soft lips brushing my skin, a body I would worship, thighs you could lose yourself in. I dare not imagine what it looks like. You never cease to amuse me. But there is no escaping this. Guards, cuff him. Now, leave us and make sure we are not disturbed. Isn't this better? You cuffed on your knees, looking up at me. Will you behave? Good boy. Now, I am conflicted about what to do with your letters. On the one hand, I would very much like to keep them. I have enjoyed them greatly. All of them. But there is another part of me that wants to burn them, to make them disappear, erase them from this world. Oh, don't look at me so distraught. I want to burn them. Because these words belong to me, and the thought of someone else reading them is not a thought I like. The one servant boy that has been on my mind wrote these letters to me. To me. Oh, you haven't gone unnoticed. Yes, I have had my eyes on you even before I found the letters. The timid, blushing, adorable little servant who was always so eager to please and be useful, to serve and obey. Oh, with the best body and the softest skin and those pretty eyes, shining when I gave the smallest praise. I know we haven't had that many interactions, but trust me. None of them were random, oh no. All those little touches, those looks that lasted a bit too long. When I found all your letters, I was so excited. And when I found the more lustful ones, well, my nights have become a tad more busy with those. Reading the filth you have put on those pages. My hands going lower to my wet pussy. smelling the paper for any trace of your scent, thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking about your lips on my body. I had to move the guards up the hallway at night so they couldn't hear me moan all the fantasies you've had about me. Oh, I've come to them. You gave me more pleasure than anyone without ever touching me. And clearly, the opposite is true. Oh, someone is in need of attention. I can feel the warmth of your cock through your pants. Does your queen make you throb, my sweet little boy? Do you like my strong hand kneading your balls, squeezing almost painfully? Do you want me to go further? I clearly own your mind, your soul, your heart. But after tonight, I will own all of you. Everything. You will be mine. Wow. Someone like that. Is the thought of me owning you exciting? Making you even more horny? Oh, good. Such a good boy. Will you listen to me? Will you be an obedient little pet? Oh, you taste so good. Oh, your lips. Your tongue. Oh, your neck. Even your ears. Oh, those little noises you make. Delicious. Oh, especially when I bite. Oh, it's even better than what I imagined, my wildest fantasies. Deep in the night, with my fingers buried deep in my cunt, and the idea of you licking every inch of my body, and me doing the same to you. All those images you tied up in my bed as I tease and edge you into a mindless, obedient toy. Me coming my brains out as you eat me out on my throne. Enough teasing. Now you know what I want. On your knees. Lick. Oh, fuck, you're not bad. Inexperience. A lot of passion. Oh, but we will have a lot of time to improve your skills. Oh, that's it. Keep working that little tongue of yours. Oh yes. Oh, make me feel good. Yes. Oh, just like that. income. Oh, like she deserves. Oh, I dreamed of this for so long. Oh, every time I saw you working, a beautiful, busy little bee. Happily doing your chores. And smiling whenever you saw me. Like a good, good little servant. Oh, like a good little slave. Oh, finally you're mine. Oh, finally. Oh, you didn't see it, but I did. Oh, those wretches thinking they could seduce you. Oh, thinking they had a chance. That maid working in the West Wing. Oh, that cook who always brought you a snack so she could eat with you. That guard in the servant's wing. Yeah, I had her transferred to some lord in the north. Oh, she was getting a bit too close. Oh, for my liking. Unworthy, all of them, trying to take you for themselves. No! You're mine. I am the only one good enough for you. Oh, you good boy. You knew better. Thank goodness. I saw the smiles you gave them, polite and gentle. Oh, and entirely fake. Such a good boy. Oh, I'm getting so close talking about owning you, maybe. Oh, so hot. Oh, keep going. Oh, don't you dare. Oh, but don't worry your adorable little head. I am nothing if not a generous queen. Don't think I've forgotten about you and your cock. What? A virgin? Well, I don't mind. We can take care of that another time. But I still want what is stored in your perfect balls. Come here. There. Don't worry. I'll take the cuffs off. Soon. Now. It is my turn to use my mouth. You taste even better down there. Oh, oh, they are so full. So heavy. You'll give me every last drop. But I'll make you beg. I'll make you squirm and writhe in pleasure. Oh, you're throbbing. I'm sorry. I can't let you come right away. It would be such a waste. But I know you're a good, obedient little boy. Oh, and after tonight, you'll have a lot more work. Especially as my personal hand servant. Or as my slave. I haven't decided yet. But either way, you'll always stay right beside me. Rubbing my feet, my back, fixing my clothes, or even just running my errands. No coming, not yet. Be a good boy and stop thrusting your hips. That's it. Such a good boy. I'll also have to commission someone to make you a collar. A nice, thick, sturdy collar to go around your pretty neck. So that everyone knows you're mine. And a nice strong leash to go with it. Don't want you wandering about where you shouldn't be. Which is everywhere I'm not. I said no coming. Don't worry. This is the last time, the last edge. Oh, your balls are so heavy, so full of delicious cum. Go on, baby. Come for me. Come for your queen. Let go. And let me own you. Let me take care. Let me make you come. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, such a good boy. Such a big load. And so tasty. Oh, this is the best. You are the best. Oh, look at you, so tired. I guess it is pretty late. That's it. Just fade away into my arms. I promise I'll take care of you. You don't need to worry about anything. I'm not letting you go.